This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I'm just a little suspicious, you know. Are you going to stop these totalitarians? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. I mean, last night we heard from Donald Trump, and of course in the last hour we just heard from Donald Trump. You know, it's kind of interesting. We will definitely be checking in on the Rasmussen poll and seeing what's going on there. And by the way, a little programming announcement. In the second hour, tomorrow, we're going to be hearing from Patrick Wood's going to be with us. He's going to spend the whole hour with us. And, of course, Patrick Wood's longtime friend of Agenda 21 Radio, sort of partners in crime, if you will. I mean, the anti-globalists would say we're definitely criminals. And proud of our status, if you know what I mean. Definitely criminals. He's going to be with us. And, of course, this is Technocracy Rising. He's going to be with us. Sandra Lee is also going to be with us in the third hour. Interesting perspective on things that she's going to be talking about. But this in the third hour, coming up in the next hour, is Paula White. And, of course, she's spiritual advisor. Something Greater is her book, and she's going to be talking about that. Spiritual advisor to, yes, Donald J. Trump. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. I did pop up the Rasmussen report for all of you out there. They're just, you know, with bated breath. Bated breath. Shockingly, his approval has gone up to 47%. Remember, it was 42% for a while, and now all of a sudden, shockingly, it's going up, up, up. So we're up 5 points over the last last week, I think. And let's where is the presidential tracking poll going? It says 47% likely U.S. voters approve President Trump's job performance, 52% disapprove. The latest figures in, don't you? I mean, with all this stuff going on, you'd. And the attacks by the left, wouldn't you think that Donald Trump's credentials would be, you know, 30%? They're going to stew in their own juices. I think that's probably one of the terms we want to use for these people right now, stew in their own juices. So it's interesting. This is now the 24th. I'm trying, you know, they've got this big, this graph, and I've got to pull up the view thing where I've got to, like, make it zoom in, you know, to get the graph numbers right, or to look at it so I can get kind of a clean little clip at where does it stand today, you know? Got to touch it. So, you know, see, 45% on June 23rd, 45%. He was at 45% yesterday, and today he's at 47%. Uh-oh, shocking. Let that kind of settle in. I got to get the pointer on the right part of the graph to see. Okay, so it's only given me yesterday's and 44%. But listen, in June 23rd, 2012, Obama, his approval was 44%. And yesterday, 45% for Donald Trump. See, they've got the graphs interlocked. You know, they've intersected these graphs. They go back to 2012 and the same date as to June to 2020. And this whole graph moves along. And the graph really hasn't moved much between the two. See, they have all these crazy polls out there. Donald Trump's losing by 50 points. And his, I mean, it's just absolute. And remember, doesn't this sound familiar? Okay, they don't have another game plan. They literally are using the same game plan from 2016 to try and knock off Donald Trump. I mean, they're using phony polls. They're doing all those kind of things to make you think, oh, he's terrible. And, of course, they're just attacking him all over the vicious, vile, disgusting human beings, actually. You know, these totalities. Aren't they showing themselves for who they really are? I mean, you got Chop Chaz or Chaz Chop. That's what we named it, Chaz Chop yesterday, remember? So we got that sort of thing going on. And now listen to this. They're guarding with guns, exercising their Second Amendment rights, they say. With guns, and what are they guarding down in Atlanta, Georgia? The burned-out Wendy's. You know, where that poor guy lost his life because he stole the gun trying to get away from the police. He stole a taser gun, and he pointed the taser and fired it at the officer who shot him dead. Shocking. And then they burned down the Wendy's where he was found asleep. He was asleep in his car. He wouldn't move. He was waiting for his food in line in the car. Of course, he was really drunk, and he was on parole. He didn't want to go back to jail, but he was going to go to jail because he was drunk, incoherent. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, and they were celebrating him. Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to get into that. But what are they doing down there? Shows how crazy they are. They're guarding the burned-out Hulk. And by the way, this guy's girlfriend was arrested as the arsonist who burned it down. You can't make it up. And then you got Bubba Wallace, the noose thing. Doesn't this harken back to Jesse Smollett? Okay, so the other day, they claimed they found a noose in his garage at Talladega. In garage number 4. Well, you know, so everybody says, oh my God, it's Wallace, he's black, and they found a noose. That was the narrative. And, you know, if it was a real noose and it was really intended, that is wrong, it is evil, we denounce it. But, you know, I was a little bit, I didn't cover the story much, you noticed, because I'm a little leery here that it's too convenient that we're having this whole ruse, this whole row with NASCAR over, yes, the Confederate flag. And by the way, the Confederate flag is a part of U.S. history. I totally get why people are offended by it. I get that. But I also understand history. And, you know, you just don't touch it. You really don't. You don't touch the history of the United States. I'm more in support of the history of the United States, right or wrong, good or bad, than anything else. And you're messing with the history of the United States now. You see, they want to defile and destroy the history of the United States. That's what the, as you notice, they've progressed now. Classically, they've progressed as progressives would progress, right? As communists would progress, as Nazis would progress. So this is the same stuff that went off in Hitler's Germany. We got the brown shirts. Of course, they're called Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Terrorist organization. We got to get that taken care of. By every, you know, see, they've hijacked a whole race, or they're trying to hijack a whole, using people's skin color as the tool to divide us. Of course, that's their common tactic. We've known they're going to do that. So here we have a situation now in our country where our history is deliberately being destroyed right in front of us, and we're allowing it. You know, I don't know how many statues and so on of the so-called South they've destroyed or moved or taken off or something like that. All because they're offensive to them today. Well, forget about the history behind them, right? See, that's where you don't touch it. And so here you have Wallace. Wallace is being celebrated as the first black driver in NASCAR, and they take away the Confederate flag, NASCAR does, as a symbol of hate. And guess what? Shockingly, they find a noose in his garage. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we wanted to make sure that you understood that this whole thing that's going on with Wallace, it's really kind of a really disturbing thing. I really don't like these kind of things. I really don't. And, you know, we're talking about race and athleticism and all that good stuff, and of course the professional level athletes and all that. And this is now infected, of course, all the professional ranks, and the last bastion, if you will, of the Confederacy coming out of the South, you know, has been dominated by NASCAR. So NASCAR is one of the last places now to get hit with the race thing. And of course they've been using Bubba Wallace. Now all of a sudden he gets hoaxed. It really gets hoaxed. I mean, it is a hoax. It's a shame. What I don't like, and again, you've seen this in the NFL. They're infected. It's clearly a Marxist organization. This has been something that's been going on for a long time. They've been in bed with, the Obama administration. Nike, as an example. I won't buy a Nike product anymore, primarily because of guess who, Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, what I don't like about Nike and these other businesses doing business in China is they use slave labor. Shocking. Shocking. They're tearing down all these things because of slavery, yet they're using slave labor sponsoring all these people. And, of course, what are they doing about slavery that's happening right now today? The trafficking in human flesh and slavery, as we say on this radio show, every single day. Right now, children, little children, are being sex trafficked. And these people know it. Nancy Pelosi knows it. But are they doing anything about it? The word is no. Because they're benefiting by it. They get billions of dollars every year, these sex traffickers. These traffickers in human flesh and slavery. The cartels, the Chinese. At what cost? How many people die? How many people get put in slavery every single year? How many children must be sexually abused every single year? Bought and sold as slaves in this country by the Democratic Party. They own it. They absolutely own it. It's shameful. Then they use these false narratives relative vis-a-vis sports only to destroy the sport culture. That's what this is all about. It isn't about race. Or I mean, come on, the NFL? They have race issues in the NFL? Are you kidding me? Or next it's the NBA? Only if it just so happens that the owner is white? Do they have race issues? Because the owner is white? I mean, listen, the owner of Apple is white. The owner of Nike is white, and they actually use slaves. How much is Nike paying their slave labor in China and Vietnam and India? How much? Yeah. And then there's Bill Gates. These are the true slave owners. These are the true slave masters. Yet, of course, what have they cleverly done? They do this all the time. They cleverly turn it around. It's somebody else doing it. They did it. You know, it used to deal with a lot of gang kids. This is a common thing they do. Gangsters do this. It's called flipping the script, turning the tables, right? Just turn the tables. It's okay. I didn't do that. I pulled the trigger. I shot him in the head. Blood splatter everywhere. You should have seen it. I was there. But I didn't do that. No, he did it over there. That guy over there did it. You know, look at him. He's white. I'm black. And I can't be me. No, I wouldn't me. You believe me, right? And if, hey, show me that you believe me by getting down on your knees and telling me that you believe me. Yeah, that's what goes on here. That's what a Bill Gates is all about. Flipping the script. And so, you know, look at the NFL. If you take a look at those players that are black and disadvantaged versus white players or other ethnic groups or racial groups in the NFL, what do you have? Major League Baseball, same. These are the most integrated racially sports on the planet ever. And it's been a concerted effort to be that way for years. Yet they deny that it's happening. Everything's racist. Our country's racist. The things that have brought them all these special gifts and special places to be, places of honor in our society, they have now turned into dishonor and disrepute. That's what the left wants to do because they're trying to destroy our culture. And Bubba Wallace is just another victim of that race hustling business. He seems like a great guy. And you know what? I didn't even know he's black. I really didn't. I never knew he was black until they said he's black. And I said, oh. You know, if you look at him, he's a handsome guy. And I don't view him as a black man. Sorry. That one's not there for me. I never knew that he was a black man until this whole thing came about. That's the way I think. I was loving what he was doing. But then all of a sudden, he becomes the tool, like Colin Kaepernick, right? He is the Colin Kaepernick of NASCAR right now. And he's being made a fool of. And I don't like it. I don't like it for him. I don't like it for us. But who are the people that are doing it, that are creating the narrative, are the ones we need to watch for? They're the ones trying to destroy this country. Is he a useful idiot? He's useful. I wouldn't call him an idiot. He just doesn't know any better. And he's wrapped up in the narrative, basically by his betters. So the whole thing, of course, turned out that that he was hoaxed. And that the FBI went in and they investigated the fact. They thought there was a federal crime going on here. 15 FBI officers hustled in and checked it out, and they found out the truth. That by random, he got this garage number 4, and it just so happens that there is a rope that opens and closes the garage door. It's been there for months, at least October, they found out, and they found some video. And they realized it was not deliberately against him, so that those charges went out. They said, there's no charges going on here. There's nothing. The rope had some sort of similarity to a noose, not necessarily a total noose. And look what it created. And now the truth is out. And now they're all laughing at him. And I don't like that. I don't like that for Bubba Wallace. I don't like the fact that they're laughing at him. And they should be pissed off at the people who set him up and the people who exploited him, because I am. And that goes to NASCAR. And that means that NASCAR has a handle in all this, just like the NFL does in Marxism. And NASCAR has now been compromised. That's really what's happened, just as the NFL is. So all these other sports and all these other things that we have championed with such heroes, they're trying to destroy, just exactly like they're trying to destroy the monuments. Andrew Jackson, anybody? Now they're going after Lincoln? They'll never stop until we stand up and stop them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Programming note that tomorrow in the second hour, Patrick Wood, Technocracy Rising, will be joining us. And we got the full hour scheduled with Patrick Wood, and you don't want to miss it because, you know, he's the guy. It's him. It's his fault. it's all his fault that Agenda 21 Radio. He's one of the. I'm going to say he's one of the founders of Agenda 21 Radio. For me, anyway, it was nice to get to know him. And he was born. Well, he's from Yuba City, California, and he actually grew up in the same city for a while with Jerry Brown Jr. Growing up with him. Oh, no. Boy, does he have story? And he does. I don't put him out on the air, but boy, I'll tell you, you don't want to play with the Brown kids. That's what they said about him, seriously, back in the day. He'll tell you because, well, you know, I'll bring that out. Anyway, Patrick's been with us a long time. He's several, you know, there were 7 Liberty Tours, and he did at least 3 of them with us, and you know, it's wonderful. But he's got the book called Technocracy Rising. He also helped her with Anthony Sutton. I might play a little bit of him in the second hour, the third hour today. Sutton. And of course, they wrote the book Trilaterals Over Washington back in the 70s. It was a landmark book. I mean, that was really the book that really shocked the world, but everybody, you know, kind of hushed it up because these were the guys planning, you know, what we're seeing today, the overthrow of the United States, the destruction of the United States, Trilaterals Over Washington. And these are the elites behind it all. initially. So anyway, Anthony Sutton is no longer with us, but Patrick Wood has his legacy. And of course, what we're experiencing right now is technocracy, the science of governance. They're governing us by science. How's that feel for you? Where you have a governor telling you to wear face masks. That's in order. You got to wear these face masks for COVID virus. Right. How's that working out for everybody in California? Not well. People are getting ticked. And what's happening is everybody's finding out the truth. So he's going to be with us tomorrow. And, of course, coming up in the third hour, we're going to have Paula White, Something Greater. She's the pastor and personal spiritual leader to Donald J. Trump. So she'll be with us here coming up in just about 30 minutes. Anyway, this to prove my point, okay, about this whole spiritual business going on, to prove my point, this is what happened yesterday in Wisconsin. This just, and it just popped up. It just came up. Just a few minutes ago, actually, on Gateway Pundit. Got these Gateway Pundit guys. The punditry is amazing. Listen to this title. It just popped up. It's basically 15 minutes ago. I don't know why it wasn't up there when I was looking at 10 minutes ago. Ignorant leftist tear down statue, behead it, and throw it in Wisconsin Lake. Statue was of Civil War abolitionist and hero who died in effort to end slavery. I've heard of this guy. Actually, the individual was a Norwegian-born Civil War hero, was torn down yesterday in Madison, Wisconsin. The hero, Hans Christian Haig, was an abolitionist who gave his life to end slavery. Now, I know this guy because I believe he had some sort of historical events in the California Gold Rush, 1850s. I mean, come on, we're doing New California State, right? You got to know these things about the gold rush, the history, and all this other good stuff. It says, this was Isabel Togoe at Forbes reported this this morning on actions in Madison, Wisconsin, Tuesday. Protesters in Wisconsin drew condemnation late on Tuesday after tearing down the statue of abolitionist Hans Christian Haig, smashing windows at the state house and assaulting a state senator, marking a departure from previous demonstrations targeting symbols of colonizers and Confederate figures. Says, Haig's statue was reportedly beheaded and rolled through the streets before being thrown in the lake. Yep, there's a picture of the statue without the head. It said, far left writers apparently didn't know or didn't care that Haig was an abolitionist who devoted his life to freeing slaves. They didn't provide much information on Haig, but findagrave.com shares this. Civil War Union Army officer born in Lier, Norway. He came to the United States at age 11, and during the California Gold Rush, he became a 49er going to California in that year and returning in Wisconsin in 1851. And I'm trying to think about what he, I'll get into that. There he held local offices, becoming a leader in the Norwegian community and an outspoken anti-slavery advocate. In 1859, he was elected to the State Prison Commission, the first Norwegian elected to a statewide office in Wisconsin. In 1861, after the start of the Civil War, he was commissioned a colonel in the 15th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry. He served at Island Number 10, Shiloh, Corinth, Stones River, and Chickamauga. At Chickamauga, he commanded a brigade and was mortally wounded on the 19th day, dying the next day at Crawfish Springs. Haig was a Civil War hero from Wisconsin. It says, in September, Rosecrans moved south against the army of Braxton Bragg, encountering the Confederates a few miles south of Chattanooga. Drawn up on the banks of the Chickamauga Creek, Haig and his men arrive at the right on the right of the Union line around noon. And on September 19, 1863, after advancing a short way, they were met with a volley from the rebels concealed in heavy woods. They held their ground, cheered on by the gallant Colonel Haig, who was everywhere present. careless of danger. Several times they were forced to fall back, then reformed in advance. Then between 4 and 5 p.m., Hood's Texans attacked, and the 6 Confederate brigades overwhelmed the Union. Haig was mortally wounded in the attack. 696 of the 1,200 men of his brigade, or men had gone into battle, were killed, wounded, or missing, a casualty rate of more than 50%. The following day, the Confederates completed the rout of the Union Army, driving Rosecrans all the way back to Chattanooga. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by these people. Modern-day left has no concern for history or greatness. They just want to destroy America. See, that's... okay. This story just came up, and I was talking about this. This is the way these things work on radio. Work this way and why. Serendipitous to the point that I was making, huh? Absolutely. They just want to tear down America. Let's not let them do that. Maybe we need to go out and challenge them now. And make sure the police are out there, too. And, of course, these leftist-leaning places have encouraged this, haven't they? From Virginia to Michigan, to Seattle. So how's it working out in Seattle these days with that Chaz Chop? How's Chaz Chop working out? Not real well. The governor there says, well, enough is enough. Enough of this killing, shooting, killing, and maiming and raping business. No raping kids for you anymore. This is just sick. We're not going to let this happen to our country, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to happen. You better make up your minds to not let it happen. That is a fact. It's time to put an end to this stuff. It's time to get off the couch and do something. Do something. Protest. Get with a group of people and meet. Forget about the COVID virus. It's over. It's all a hoax. And has been. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. State of California is illegally funding budget deficits with federal trust accounts. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? Press release coming from New California State. New California State announces today that the state of California is in default for failing to publish a comprehensive annual financial report. Failure to produce this report is clear evidence of concealing illegal borrowing of federal fund monies to state fund budget deficits, or to fund state budget deficits. Shocking. You know, they're going to fund the state budget. And these grants that you get from the federal government, you can't use that grant money to do other things other than what the grant has intended. It says, despite a nonpartisan legislative analyst's office declaring an $85 billion California general fund budget shortfall through June 30, 2021, the most recent state controller interim statement of general fund for the month ending in May 30th, 2020 claims that California has borrowable resources of over $59 billion to fund state operations. California has suffered approximately $22 billion in tax collection shortfalls related to the COVID-19 pandemic since February 3rd, 2020. Yet, the May general fund report inexplicably it claims borrowable resources increased by about $2.3 billion during that same period. That increase may be related to the $27 billion in COVID-19 health and financial stimulus monies received by the state of California from the U.S. government. Given that its financial statements cannot be relied upon due to default, it cannot be determined if the state of California has improperly or is illegally borrowing federal funds intended to immediately provide health and financial stimulus to offset general fund budget deficits. New California State calls on the United States government to immediately take investigative steps and adopt other measures to assure that the state of California is not improperly and illegally using federal funds designated for health and financial stimulus as a source of borrowing resources to fund the California budget deficits. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? And it lists some resources there. Yeah, so here you go with the state of California again, you know, playing games with federal funds. Not a good idea. I'm telling you, this is just not good. I mean, see, this is where they're going to get themselves stuck in the state of California. Those of you that listen to the call that we have every other night, it seems like we're always on the phone to all these different resources out there. Seriously, for New California, we have a public conference call tonight at 7 o'clock for the general public to call in. For the general public to call in. Anyway, You're every time you turn around, there's another thing going on in the California problem, you know? And I say that with California. Now, see, what we're doing in New California, so that you understand this, is we're getting to that point now. It's coming up to July. We're going to be starting to roll out. By the end of July, the county's going out and starting to negotiate, starting up with negotiations with the state of California, the state legislators. Zing, zing, they're going to really be wanting to meet with those people, aren't they? And we're going to, everybody's going to go out and want to meet with them. It's going to be kind of interesting. Want to talk to them. Want to have a town hall. Demand a town hall to discuss the problems of California and why they should support, you know, New California. Hello. Don't you think it's going to be kind of fun? I mean, nothing like this has happened since 1861. Oh, the Civil War. Yeah, Civil War. You know, so many people gave their lives during the Civil War for a cause to end slavery and states' rights, which states do have rights. There's no question about that. And they should have rights. They should be exercising those rights. And they shouldn't be so much leaning on a centralized government. You know, see, that's what the United States is all about. There are, you know, 50 individual governments, autonomous states, supposedly, within a union of states. And that's what New California is going to be all about. That's what New California is going to be. It's kind of interesting. You've got this whole thing breaking around out there with China now. You know, and Steve Bannon, of all people, pops up and bobbing around in a boat in New York Harbor, and behind him is the Statue of Liberty on June 4th, and he starts to read a Declaration of Independence to free China, Hong Kongers, mainland China, 1.5 billion people. They declare independence for China. Unbelievable. And of course, where did he get the documentation to do such things? New California State. Aren't you shocked by that? I am. That New California has served as a point of inspiration for the freeing of possibly as many as 1.5 billion people on the planet. Shocking stuff. I think we're on the right track. I know we are. Stay with us. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. When you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we're going to be having Paul White is going to be with us, and pastor. She is the personal minister and spiritual advisor to, yes, you guessed it, Donald J. Trump. She'll be with us, and she's going to be talking about her new book called Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. Paula White Kane, spiritual advisor. Says, Pastor Paula provided the invocation prayer for the president's inauguration. And she is the personal minister and spiritual advisor to the president, Donald J. Trump. She is author of the new book, Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. She hosts a television show called Paula White Today. And discover her strengths and throughout her inspiring faith journey, as well as your own spiritual gifts. That's sort of the theme of the book. Once she prayed for salvation at the age of 18, Paula finally understood the meaning of grace and purpose and realized God had been taking care of her. Yeah, I think that's the real thing, isn't it? When you really realize that God takes care of you. I know, you try and do it on your own, you get nowhere. Just a little spiritual advice from us at Agenda 21 Radio. Don't try it on your own. Whatever you happen to do, anyway. So she's going to be with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have, like I said, Patrick Wood tomorrow. And then, of course, we're going to be also having, I got my show notes. Show notes are just be shuffled. Listen, when you stick to the script, you know, all of a sudden you stick to the script and you're dependent upon the script. I don't like it. Anyway, Sandra Lee is going to be joining us tomorrow also at 11 o'clock. So tomorrow, man, we got a big one. 10 o'clock is going to be Patrick Wood. Now we're talking East Coast times, and 11 o'clock, Sandra Lee. And boy, what a story that's going to be about. Okay, so anyway, that's tomorrow. And I wanted to remind you to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, all the things going on with New California. We got this press release coming out today for New California that basically is, this is really the tipping point. This is the start of, as small as it might seem, it's the start of negotiations. And we're also going to be filing some complaints against the state of California. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out with the IRS. Shocking. Shocking. And the Department of Justice. And the Treasury. Anyway, Inspector Generals want to know. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.